We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say.
It's Friday, November 11th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. Now, on Fridays of the day, we take one of your questions, and today's question reads, I know the Bible talks about reaping what you sow. Is this the same as karma? Should Christians believe in karma? This is a good question. I think it hits on something that is revealing about the times in which we live. I've heard many Christians unintentionally refer to karma as if they were talking about the same thing as the law of the harvest or reaping what you sow. Now, many in the West think of it as some kind of cosmic justice system. But what is exactly? What is karma? Let's take a look. Karma is a Hindu and Buddhist teaching. Now, the Hindu teaching says, as you live out your life, how you live creates karma, whether good or bad. Now, when you die, it is your karma that determines your status of your next reincarnated life. That's why social class advancement is usually not commendable in places like India, where Hinduism is prevalent. They think the reason people are born into certain classes is because they possess either good or bad karma determined by the actions in their previous life. Now, Buddhist teaching on karma is similar with a few slight distinctions. Now, you contrast that with the law of the harvest. See, in Christianity, we believe in the law of the harvest, which has to do with reaping what you sow. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 through 8 says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. The one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life." Proverbs 22, verse 8 says, "Whoever sows injustice will reap calamity." Job chapter 4, verse 8 says, "As I have seen, those who plow iniquity and sow trouble reap the same." So the teaching here is that actions have consequences. For instance, if a farmer plants a bunch of watermelon seeds, he doesn't walk out in the field in a few weeks and hoping to see corn growing. Like, that's not going to happen. Now, as Christians, we deny karma on a few levels. First of all, we don't believe in reincarnation. We believe the Bible, which teaches that there are two eternal destinies for all people: hell for the rebellious and heaven for the redeemed. And secondly, we deny religious syncretism, which is the merging of different religions. As Christians, we don't want to use words like karma, which are Hindu words, to describe a biblical understanding of the law of the harvest. We want to stay away from that. See, the truth is we live in a pluralist society. All right, that one thing right there has led to much religious confusion. As Christians, we need to think hard about the words we use, because they mean something. Like, words mean something. We need to know clearly what we believe, and we need to know clearly what we deny, so that we can, as Jude says, contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. And in doing this, may we make much of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again next week on the First Baptist Daily.
Suspicious mind.